As politics seem to become more and more divisive, fact-checking sites have become a mainstay in the news business. Now, just about every speech a politician makes will be put to the truth test, but that doesn't mean everyone will believe what the fact-checkers have to say.
That issue takes front and center in a new article from nonprofit journalism organization The Poynter Institute. The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with the author, and she joins us now. And Lauren, why don't people believe fact-checkers? Like, isn't that kind of the whole point?
It is, but it's not that simple, of course. So I talked to Alexios Montzarlis with Poynter. He founded a political fact-checking site in Italy and now runs Poynter's international fact-checking network. And he looked at a study that found that whether or not you believe fact-checkers has a lot to do with whether or not you subscribe to partisan media sources.
Essentially, the more you consume partisan news, the less likely you are to believe what the experts have to say on a factual assertion, even if you actually do know what the experts have to say.
Right. That was the most interesting part, I think, is that people know what fact checkers say about an issue. They just don't even believe them.
Yeah. And this is, you know, part of a general critique within the media system that partisan news are funneling us into echo chambers where you only believe what your side wants to believe. And so this is the first kind of indication that may be the case.
So these fact-checking sites have been sort of a rising trend in the last several years. Does this kind of research mean that they're not really useful?
I wouldn't say that. We see that partisan news makes things worse. Conversely, one would imagine that a more balanced media diet would make things better, would make people more likely to understand and believe the conclusions of fact-checkers. And also, and this ties into research that had been done previously, when a partisan media outlet fact-checks, quote-unquote, its own side, readers are more likely to believe it and take that, even if it's against their own interest. So I guess the solution is to get more of the partisan media to fact check their own side.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us a little bit more about this idea that you bring up in the article, the post-fact era.
Yes. So this is has become a bit of a trope that between the candidacy of Donald Trump, who has sort of stunned fact checkers in continuously repeated claims that had been debunked earlier, and also across the pond in the United Kingdom, the Brexit campaign had also made some grossly inaccurate claims that it took back the day after the results. I do think it's a cliche, and I don't think it means very much that we are in a post-fact era. Politicians have an incentive to lie, and you can go back all the way to the ancient Greeks to find, at the time, philosophers, not media outlets, but complaining about what effect these lies have on the public. And one anecdote I like to bring up is Ronald Reagan had famously apologized for the Iran-Contra affair by saying something along the lines of, I know in my heart and soul that this was true, even though the facts and the evidence show that it is not.
Right. So you're saying this is not only research that was done before Donald Trump's campaign and before Brexit, but this has been going on forever.
Yeah. I mean, deception is not a new mechanism. We have had it in politics. That doesn't mean we should give up to it. I wouldn't be in my job and I wouldn't be advocating for more fact-checking if I thought that was the case. I just think we are setting ourselves up to failure if we think that every single fact check will change every single person's mind. And honestly, I wouldn't necessarily want that to be the case either. On every matter, there will be some people whose minds won't be changed, but that's okay.
Do you think a lot of this stems from distrust in the media?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things that are happening. The proliferation of news outlets and the fact that we get a lot of information from our friends rather than necessarily from fact-checked sources. The low trust in media, so that even when there are fact-checks with clear sources, people question the motivation. Even a distrust in academics and experts in general are for sure a trend that's eating away at our capacity to reach the truth. But, you know, these are challenges. They doesn't mean they can't be overtaken.
All right. Well, Alexios Montzarlis with Poynter, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.